Shus Avi Mori. Learn the Sigyo on the Chabo. Simon Shin Lamed Aleph. Now, the Sigyo Alapa Maiso is less practical than other Sigyos. We'll go through it a little bit more quicker. There's Ramah, the Mishnah brings down by us. Ramah, at the end of this Simon, the Simcha Vav, says Bizmanayim is a chashash b'kolach nefesh. Why? Because we live among Goyim. And the way that the Mishmur explains that Peter Beis Yosef means, since we live among Goyim, there's a fire. So what do Goyim do? They think it's a time to loot, time to steal money. Recently, the world seems to have an idea that we're going to loot things, steal things, and therefore, what does a person do when see things are being stolen? The Oymin Amun Moynay. Oymin Amun Moynay, there will be a chashash b'kolach nefesh. And therefore, Bizmanazeh says Ramah, we call a fire department, we put out the fires. Says the Mishmur, La Dafka Dada Kimto. But any case where there are Chaylim, Zakenim, Kitanim, that are around, and at any time the Chash B'Koch Nefesh, the Chaznish says, Bizmanazeh, Api Raiv, any time that there is a fire, the Chash B'Koch Nefesh, especially in the cities that we live in today, that we are in apartment buildings, we're more cramped together, the situation where also the electronic fires that can spread very quickly. Today, everything is a chash nefesh. If you have a fire that you do not know 100% you can take care of, with its calm, then 100% you call a fire department right away. The words of Ramah is, Azor is hires of a shubach to deal with it. And then it says, Mishabura, mitzvah l'adil rabbim, that any time there's a chash at all, a chash ruachik, go tell a person, go call a fire department. And that's first, because halach l'maisel. Now, to get to our sugyo, so first, usually when we learn the sugyo, we try to go the order of the mesechta. Then in winter's man, we started Shabbos, we started from the Paul Parak Abayna, Kofayz, we first did Binyan, the Dovah Shem Eskavin, and went through the order until we get to El Kshayim, the Kishon, and off of the Chano. Again, summer's man, when we did the Sugya of Muksa, also we went through in the order of the Parak. We started with Kol Kalim, then Anoitel, then the Sugya of the second half of Kira. Over here, essentially Kol Kisvei, we're going to go through the first six Mishnayos of the Parak. That's Simon Shin Lamed Aleph, the first six Mishnayos, except the Mechaber switched around the order. Switched around, why? I'm not exactly clear why he did that for. But the first mission of the Parak is the idea of Kol Kisvei Kodesh Kematzilim, where the situation of Karin in Karin. That's a Lachlan Tifit based onwards. The second mission is the Daf Kuf Tez Zayin Beis, Matzilim Tikka Seif Masefer, Tikka Tfilin Matfilin, that's Sif Tez Vavin onwards. The third mission is us, is Kuf Yud Zayin and Obeyes, the idea of Maselim Mozoin, that's from Sif Aleph and onwards. And the fourth mission is Maselim Kalim, Begodim, Malbushim, Wedek Chotim, Ureves, or Inu Ureves, that's really from Sif Vov and onwards. That's the first four Mishnayos of the Perek, is when you have a fire, how to go save things. The next two Mishnayos is when you have a fire, how to put out the fire. The fifth mission is how to put out through a case of a Gromo. The sixth mission is how to put out through a case of a guy or a cotton. And that's going to be the end of the simon over here. A case of a grammar, which we'll spend time on, Venegir Lachla Maisa, the Sugya of grammar. And also the case of putting out through a guy or a cotton, that's the last thing over here. That means the first six Mishnayos, and Be'etzem, is the simon over here, Simon Shin Lamed Aleph. Start. We have Mishnah Lavkov Yedzayin and Beis. The Mishnah over here says 3 points. Number one, we have a Teleka, a person that can save over here, Gimel Sudais. Number two, he says, Roy la'odim la'odim, Roy la'behemo la'behemo. And number three, he says, depends when the time is, it's Belailo, the loch is 3 sudas, if it's Shachris, it's 2 sudas. Case of Mincha, it's only a case of 1 suda. Now, we're discussing we have saving situation of Mazayin, the food is heter. If so, start with the Gemara right away, why not have 3 sudas, save as much as you want? Kamlung Robin says, you saw it. Therefore, might lead to the case of Kivoy, might put out the fire. Now, if you put out the fire, according to Yehuda of Locha, Shein Tzuchel Gufay is Chayiv, Yitin Dereiso. Even according to Shimon, the whole Locha, Shein Tzuchel Gufay is Drabonon, speaks out of Prisha, but since it has a Tzad or Gedeva Dereiso, it's much more Chal of all Drabonons. Therefore, it can be more Machmavir, and the Chazal told you can only save 3 suitors and not more than that. But what's the Lomnus? Why 3 suitors and not more? The way the Master Shekels is over, because once you have a heck of a to remind you not to do something, only 3 and not more, therefore come along and say, even though you're saving things, we're not going to lead to the act of kivoy. There's only three can save, and not more than that. So first, the halacha of saving three sudas, what exactly three sudas mean? So first, does it mean the food they need to go eat, or what the suda is needed for the suda? So it speaks out the Mishnah Berurah, that even though you need to eat only maybe one lechem, but since the suda needs two lechems, lechem Mishnah, the halacha is whatever you need for the suda, you have a right to go save. That's what Mishnah Berurah brings down for the Tosfos Shabbos. Building upon this, says in Shabbos Yonason, a person needs things for the suda, like washing his hands, my machroinim, Avada, even though it's not mitzad the shdiyah shvoy, mitzad the suda shvoy, Avada, you have a right to save water, mitzad until it's dying, mitzad over here, the maim achreinim. Even though we see this halach over here, you have a right to save for the gimel sudas, again, come along the halacha up in the Tereis of Shabbos. It says, well, let's say a person drinks all day, like we know by the Sugi Vacholo, come along the Gemara Daf Kuv Yud Ches says, shdiyah shkol yoyim, therefore the amount of shdiyah you can go save is what you need for all day. Which the oil movie asked itself is manazer, that the oil seems to national day, so maybe you can write to save all national need for that day also. Which is a good aura, something to think about. If that's a tzurah, like that would be a person national day, maybe whatever you need for that day will also be enough. You have a right to go save. Now, come on the Gemara and says over here that we have the isser of saving more than three, it's how the sugi of kiboy. And if we have a hacker. If so, once we start off in the beginning of Chaburah, this is Manazer practically, we have a right to put out fire B'tzad HaKshash of Koch Nefesh, whether it's Manazer or even B'tzad Manazer. If so, the question, if so, today we call the fire department, what's going to happen? If we start saving more than three suitors, we end up doing the act of Kivoy. Kivoy in and of itself is mortar. So maybe today we won't have this Chum over here, that you only have a right to go save three suitors. Because all Kshash is also like Kivoy, Kivoy itself is mortar. Therefore, come along the Mishnah Berurah, brings down the Nezi Yisrael. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Nezi Yisrael numerous times, but each time usually quoting another Sefer. Now, what he himself is saying, quoting somebody else. He is quoting the Shulchan Atzei Shittim, which is the Makevus HaMishnah. And he wants to tell us, since the Holy Yisrael is also the Kivoy, therefore, but Manazeh Kivoy, the Maisis Motor, therefore, you have a right to save anything you want. Three students, or more, four, five, six, whatever you, any head you have a right to go save. Mamshik the Mishnah Berurah says, not Muchach. Once he sends you to the Bach, it's a called Zayin, up here the same about Shumos, could be brought down to Sifir Aleph, that he said over here with the Isser. It's not that without the Sugya of Kivoy. The Gemara goes on comparing to the Sugya of Yavah Chovis, that the breaks and the wine comes out. And what's the Bayah being Kaili after Kaili? Mitzani might come to do it, so it's just Rabim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we see the Halacha over here, we're worried about is not that the Isser Reis of Kivoy, and the Isser the Reis of. Whether it's the act of Kivoy, whether it's the act of Reitzal, whether it's the act of chafira, digging something and hiding your money inside of it, digging something and hiding your money inside in the house, we're going to get a bino. I feel maybe this is a chayrish. So once you're worried about any ister deraisa, I'll come out even though bismanazer, you might have a head of kivoy, but since you're worried about any ister deraisa, you will not have the head of today to say more than gimel sudas. But that's again the first story of the Mishnah brought down. The law can be said, daf gimel sudas, and even bismanazer, daf gimel sudas. The second side of the Mishnah is Roi la'odim la'odim, Roi la'behemah la'behemah. So the question, say over Beloshu Chakiro, why in the world does a person have a right to save for his animal food? One simple way you can understand, the animal needs food. Sabal ha'chaim. It's for his to tell us. He needs something. It's mitzvah the animal. Tell us the animal. There's another way to understand it. Best than the animal can get from the Shechinim. He can get food. He has food over here. But over here, mice negate to me, for my ta'elus, in order for me to eat on Shabbos, I have to say food mitzvah me, mitzvah Odom. Elchura, that's the chakira. Why are you saving for the animal? Is it mitzvah Odom? He needs it? Ta'elus Odom? Mitzvah the behemoth? Tell us the behemoth. So, bring up down numerous points to show this Indian over here. Where's the makor we're saving for the animal? Come on, the Mishabun, he quotes a place of Shabbos, and Betzim, it's a Yavitz, read before him, Tvarei Sol Vashnayas. They come on, there's a halacha in Simon Kuf Sam Zayin, or Chaim Sevov, Gemara that says that a person cannot eat before he feeds his animals. You have an animal, you have a pet, you have a dog, you have a cat. These things you have to feed them before you yourself eat. The Evo says to Mishnah Berurah, the reason why you save for your animals, why? Because in order for me, my tells for me to go eat, after you go feed it, they have a nichel in my t'elus, my achrayus, my responsibility, Avraham to go save something. So they're understanding the sight of the heter of Roy Lebehim Lebehimo is mitzad the Odom that he has to go eat. Avraham to go save things. Chaim no, because the Tosfos Shabbos be alocha says, what do you mean? The pasha understanding over here mitzad the animal mitzad balachayim, he has to go eat. Ma'aser, we have the Mishibuz, you said over here, the Yaimis, they said over here, who we're saving for? The Te'elos of Royal Behemoth, which is the person, he himself. That's number one. Number two, take a step further. When you save an animal, what are you saving for him? Are you saving the amount that he needs to go eat? Let's say he eats only once a day. You feed him once a day. Or you save him, Gimel Sudais. Gimel Sudais. The words of the Mishnah is, if you look up at what the point of the Bialoch when he's saying over, Bialoch when he's calling over Tosfos Shabbos, if you read him slowly, he's coming to say, the said over here is, what is safe in animal? You're safe in animal Gimel Sudos. Why? Because all of me to go eat, I have to go feed him. Therefore, I have a right safe in animal to be Sudos. Yaivitz, very strong. Come on, Numsa Achorim say, but the Maisa animal only eats one time a day. What's your side over here to go save a person for three suitors? My so we see over here, the Mishmula Shittah say, the reason why I'm feeding the animal over here is not mitzad his ta'elas, not mitzad him, it's mitzad me. What's the mitzad me in the eye of halacha upon me that I have to go feed beforehand? Since I have this halacha, now it's extension upon me, it's my Christ over here. Therefore, whether he needs to eat a pile or does not need to eat a pile, but since it's extension of me, I have a right to go save him. That's the second point.
He has to give the animal to eat.
He doesn't have to, again, but we see the point. Mishmur is saying from this halacha, we see a din that he is my achayas, part of me.
What do you need three meals for the animal?
Again, even though he has food, I still don't have a right to save for him. Because, again, Chazal gave you three suitors, that's it. What's three suitors? Anything that's my achayas. Now, whether he needs to eat it, doesn't need to eat, who cares? But that's what Chazal gave me. Why three? A heker, master shekel. We'll say more than that. Who are this you said over here? The Anumus Achorinim, Kamlum the Chaimno, and other Achorinim, they point out, read the Rit from the Sukkah, the Miri, say three, when it says the Mishnah's Lav Tavka. It's only going back in a person, it's not going back in the animal. And therefore, Numus Achorinim want to argue on the Mishnah Berurah, on Taisha Shabbos, Yavis Ferris, or the Wantaina, Rav Achorinim Wantaina, what do you mean? Why in the world say three, Mitzad the side of the animal here? It's Tabal Achaim. Maisa, the Mishnah would not go this way. We do see a side point over here. When a person has a locha of feeding his animal before him, is that a locha by his student's mitzvah by case of Shabbos? The Ksav Seif and Shuvah says, maybe the idea of feeding an animal before you is only to get to a student be mechol. But student's mitzvah, Shabbos, we do not have that locha that a person has a chiv to go feed his animal before him. Says his grandson, the Shabbos Seifer, Taisha Shabbos over here, it's not that way. Says the Yal Gashuni over here in Simon Shilam Medalit, the Achotim over here, it's not that way. So we see a side point in this sugya when you have a chiyuv to feed the animal before and applies even the case of Shabbos. Well, that's a second point over here. A third point. Kamal the halacha is, what do you save also for Bnei Beisai? I'm saving for myself. I can save for my animals. So could I also save for Bnei Beisai? So brought down the halacha in Sef Gimel, the Mishmur over there brings down, for the Magar Avraham, that says if a person already saves for his Bnei Beisai, the loch is still the Bnei Beisai, the kids can save themselves a second time. Save a second time. How in the world is a person saving for Bnei Beisai? What's the case over here? And therefore he's saying, and the Bnei Beisai has the right to save a second time. Says our Choshulchan, it must be Nekimter who is Iva the Kanz Chalchomim, because if he's doing it for them, so how can they save for themselves? It must be he did it for himself extra, he did more, and therefore in that situation they have a right to go save a second time. But Vata, Stam, we say for them, that's enough. That's the Ocha Shukun who wants a Taino. A Chiddush Pshat, and then we'll go from. The way the Taisha Shabbos, Chaim No, Tildov, they won't answer. It's disgusting, we took out all of one Kli, one time. Nice to be a loch by us, up in the one side of the Prima Godim. He wants a Taino. That the loch over here is just like I can save for my animals, I have also a right to save for myself. And for my Bnei Beisai, myself and Bnei Beisai, is extension of me. So I'll bring you two rayas. One raya says, because the Taisus says, that's brought down by the Magar Avraham, by the case of Yom Kippur, that a person has no right to save his tinoikis for his children over here. Dafkin Yom Kippur, you have no right, but on Shabbos you do have a right, Taisus. And second he says,
kids are not worse than animals. I know you could argue the point, but mice and Mishra was right there. Kids are not worse than animals. You have a right to save for your animal. You have a right to mice to save for your kids also. What does that mean? Oh, we'll get to that. Exactly what you're saying over here. The Mishpul says that what you're saying, right? That's true. We'll have to answer your point. But it comes in over here saying, the lumnus, just like your animals is your the Baal Christ, you're responsible for it, and it's an extension of you to go feed it over here. You're also, when a person in this house, we make food for Shabbos. You make food for yourself, and then you make food for your family. No one says that way. I'm making food for me. Me is my family. It's an extension. It's part of me. It's all my IFB students. My wife tells me go buy a Shabbos meal. So come home for myself food? No, you try that, it won't happen. You buy for your family. You is your family. That's who you are. So it says it's not worse than the case of an animal. An animal is an extension of you. You also like garments, that's certainly the case of your children. They basically is part of you. And in that, even though you did a better, now they still have a right to say for themselves. Because that'll give you the case of three suitors.
Why are we looking at the halakhic obligation for animal and children? Isn't it just the ignorance of what's going to make a person behol?
So behol is more than three suitors. Less three suitors and not behol. The question is, we're trying to define what is three suitors. Where did Chazal mark three suitors? Three suitors means my pseudo or my extended pseudo?
Maybe it's based on what's going to make a person behol.
We're trying to define Chazal. Trying to find Chazal. And we're saying, we see in the mission where you sign, my student is extended my student. It's all three students.
But if you have company.
Also, both partners be the same inside. It's all my student. Quote this Malach. A fourth point over here. The Bialocha being down, the Makavon, the Taisha Shabbos, that in Kippur, the Loch is a personal Meister, cannot save for his kids. What's the Avono? Meister, they're hungry, they're right to go eat. According to this, is very good. If I have a right to eat, this is my meal. If I have no right to eat, the Maisa, what's my head to go say for a person over here? So the Makor, when the Mishpul is getting the sight from the Chorah, I mean, it's a question. The idea of to be suited by an animal says the Ritva's Lavdavko, says the Mimi's Lavdavko. So how can the Mishpul argue the Rishonim? Who is Makor is Taisus. Taisus says, and therefore not for your kids over here, cannot to save them. Why? Because I have no chiv to go eat, I can go save them. It's a dinner meat, it's an extension of me over here. A fifth point to come out on Yom Kippur. Do you save your animals? So the Maaseh, the Torah Shabbos, the Rakhav Bali, wants to have it. Yeah, Maaseh, he had the right to go eat over here. He gets the Mitzvahs to give the Hedges outside of Balachayim. But the Yisrael, the Chor, the Avon, the Mishnah Berurah is not Mitzvah the animals, Mitzvah me. And just like I have no Hedges, and I can't do for my kids, so I can't do for the case of my animals over here. And of course, sixth point over here. We're saying, let's go seven. Sixth point over here. When I say a person has a right to go save, that means a father for the kids. The Shmir Shabbat Kulchosai, does one sibling have a right to save for another sibling? Do you extend it that far? L'chur over here, what's the loch to get to feeding your animals? Is it named Beisai or the kids of the house? You get involved when the kid comes home with a pet, who owns a pet? The kid or the father? Fine. But let's say the father has his pet, it's his. Do the kids also have to feed it before they eat? But look in the simple course of the Zion, it's only on the balabos, not the people eating in the house. They have the chur to go save for Bnei Beisai, adopt the one who's the chur for the Bnei Beisai. That's the father. But one sibling to the other sibling, Shmir Shabbos Karzat, chur, he has no right to go save somebody else. It's not his achrayis, it's not an extension of him. So there is no heter. No, I think that's all one thing. That's achrayis.
Kids are considered
poor.
Sorry? Kids are considered
poor,
so they're scared
they're going to come to Kevin. No, not both. The getters to be
suitors. No, but kids?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. See, Bnei Beisai, Mishabura says, only he has a right to say three suitors, black and white Mishabura.
No, but a kid, why?
Yeah, Mishabura says a kid, Bnei Beisai, he says a black and white.
Him for his kids?
No, he says two things. He says him, and then it says that once he saved him, his kids also have a right to three suitors. So, Konkon. A seventh point. We see over here in Sefhei, when a person saves, he saves a Shir Begli for himself. What about for an animal? What do you save for them? You save a Shir Begli, or what's the mice that they need? The Chaimel says, whatever they need. The way I've explained the Mishnah Berurah, the saying over here is, Chazal gave you three suitors, it's a Shir Begli, not what they need, whatever the shame that standard animal will have by a suitor. That's his get over here. Now, these are an eighth point over here is, and what Nachman is asking, let's analyze the Sam and Cheshbon. Mishbu over here is saying the reason why a person has the right to go safe as animals, because Allah and Simon Kufstam of the Zayin is, that your animals have to eat before you. The reason why you're safe for your children, because your children are not worse than animals. So, let's analyze, make partial chesed from A to B and B to C. If you have to feed your animals first, and your kids are not worse than animals, so you have to feed your children first. Come to Shabbos meal. You have kids at the table. They're not worse than animals. Do you have to give your kids first? That seems to teach the parents go first. Do you have to give your kids to get them out? Maybe a 10-year-old you can take by himself. Like, can't behind you, you have to give them first. Can nursing, you have to nurse a child first. Mice is not worse than the case of an animal here. And therefore, the Peskechuv is over here, and the Shami Yonason, and the Sugyo, the Abnei Derech, the Sefer Chinuch Avon Kalocho, they bring down this Bialocho, this Taisha Shabbos. And the one Taino, you have to feed the kids first. And therefore, Lochel Mice in the Shire Broca says you have to. The Abnei Derech says you have to. Chinuch Avon Kalocho, let's say it before it should be Alocho. Now, Mice, there is a question from Chaim Knievsky, there is a Chaim Peter Scheinberg, and he says an Odom is not a behemoth. Klal, Odom is not a behemoth, and the Lochel Lo Shimano will have either you have to feed the kids first. Halachor, what's the bond of the Mishnah Berurah? I think the way I'm explaining it is very simple. It's not the side over here, the reason why he's saying to the animals is because you have to feed up a pile, and this is a seed that is causing you over here to go save it. It's a simon to show that you're the one achrei for something. About whether you feed them or not, whether you feed them once a day or once a week. But it shows that you're responsible, is an extension of you, it's my eschaivos. Therefore, I write safe three students. Three students means what? My family. Part of that's my animals. It's my simon to show I'm the eschaivos for this thing over here. Not the pile. After the pile, go save an animal and go give it to him because he has to go eat first. And then the pile have to give my kid first. No, showing this my job, and therefore this is all my extension, it's all part of me.
Why three suitors?
Sorry?
Why three suitors?
Because Chazal marked the three suitors, and more than that, give me bowl. This Chazal said, this is a get of three suitors. That means even though an animal eats once a day. So, again, Taisha Shabbos, Allah says he eats once a day. The Allah says he's saving three suitors.
Because you have three suitors also.
What? They read shows, I'm a choy for three suitors. I'm a head to three suitors. The Bialoch is saying to Shabbos, an animal can say to three suitors, Hagami eats once a day. Why? This is the Chazal matter of three suitors. These are three suitors we matter over here.
The Bialoch is still the bottom line that you have
to get out of the first. Yeah, but that's true. But we have a posse with that. Shal Dindra Abon and Dindra Raisa. And children are not Nechon and Behemoth. I'm a Shabbos said, just learn out from Behemoth. What are you learning out? Learning out, you're a Balach, you're a Chayfet. It's responsibility, it's under your jurisdiction, it's an extension of you. Not like the Biscuit Chuva, the Shami Yenison, and the Shire Brach, and all these Hadigan Malak you want to do. Well, the Shami Malak, I think it makes a cheshbon. I'll think about it a little bit sometimes. Now, building a similar idea over here, that once we have this concept over here, that we're saying that this halacha of three suitors, then again, that Tosha Shabbos says, Bialocha says, you have idea of, you have a head of an animal three suitors. I come to the Kavachayim, Pesach and Bia want to say it's Derek Drush, they're writing it. Not Derek Drush, the local Maisi writes, say three suitors. Let's extend it to a case of a person. What exactly can you say for a person? Similar idea over here. Are we wearing the gear to a person? What the pearl he needs to go eat over here? What the Messias he needs? Well, Chazal gave you three suitors. Cool, we're saying the idea of an animal is that a person was given over the head to three suitors, whether the pearl he needs or the pearl he does not need it. And cool, then you say it by an other, we see it by four different times over here. One time we see it, that the loch is that let's say a person over here, he has what to eat. Can you go say something or not? So the Magavram points out that Gam de Ziman wants to be Machmer. Have the Mogavom bring down the base station, the Mishmur says the Gami has what to go eat, he still has the right to go save. So we see these said over here is not what you need outside Balachayim, it's just Chazal gave you a head of three suitors. A second time we see these said, Mishmur again, he says you have a right to save your B'nai Beisai, and then the B'nai Beisai have a right to go save them themselves. That means even though there's food over here, not that you need a pearl of food, there already is food, Chazal Matrit. But third time, come to Mishnah and says, even if you're fasting, close your Tosha Shabbos, you're fasting over here. Still, you have a right to go save. Why? Because Chazal gave you three suddas. Said the Mishnah, even L'chumro, let's say a case over here, said the Lachan Tzefei, the Lachan Tzefei, right save with Shir Benli. What for Zakin, for Chayla, and someone who's Ravosan, someone who's starving. So even L'chumro, Chazal gave you a Shir Benli of Gimel Suddas, and not more than that. Like, I'm starving over here. That means we see the idea from the animal that three suddas are not what you need with Payol. It's just your chayis that Chazal gave you three suddas. We see the aside by an odd in the same point over here, four different times, the Chazal give you the heter of three suddas when the Payol did not need it or need it. L'kula ola chumro, when matter three suddas, once you have won that, then we come to be machmer, which might lead to case of kivoy, and this is the heker over here. No, you don't need it. No one needs it. Not me personally, because no one needs it. Once that's the second side of the Mishnah. Again, one side of Matthew Gimel Suddas, the second side of Yoy L'Odin L'Odin Behemel L'Behemel. The third thing the Mishnah discusses, this man over here. The Mishnah says, if it's Balaylo, it's three Suddas. If it's Shachris, it's two Suddas. If it's Mincha, it's one Suda. Now, if you read the Mishnah slowly, if you read the grammar a little bit, it says Laylo, Shachris, and Mincha. If you analyze it, it should not be Laila, Shachris, and Mincha, it should be Arvis, Shachris, and Mincha, or it should be Laila, Baker, Vitzarayim. The Mishnah switches words and says Laila, and then Shachris, and Mincha. The next omen, it could be Ches Omen Aleph, we learn the Sugya of Achana, washing dishes. Over there, the Brisa says Arvis, Shachris, and Mincha, correctly. One of the rules the Mishnah saying we have Laila for, Leil. The Oid speaks out of the box. The second thing, before Rashi is coming to address this question, Rashi says, Leil Shabbos, he says, what does that mean? Chidim Achilo. What's a Shachris? Chidim Asudo. Rashi, some are saying that one word, Laila, means before Achilo, and Shachris means Chidim Asudo. That means if Rashi is not based on an alphabet in the Masechta, everyone would die exactly what does Rashi want over here, what is coming to go to each other here? What's Rashi addressing to answer the words of the mission over here? So come on, Babach, it says, important aside, it gets about the idea of having suddas on Shabbos. The Gemara at the end of the Amud, by also Kuvit Zayin Bay says, where's the Makar of having suddas? It says in the Torah three times, Hayoim, Hayoim, Hayoim. Three times Hayoim. Machloikis, Tanoim, the mean, besides the evening, even during the day, you have to have three. The Chitkoi says, you have to have four suddas. The Chom says, you have a case of three suddas. That means Lav Chassidim had a Sudra Lav Chitkoi, there are four Sudas. Well, it might be a passing case of three Sudas over here. This idea of having three Sudas, what is the Zman? Is there a Zman? That means, can a person have his ninth Suda during the day? Can he have all three Sudas during the day? So true, there's a more that brings out Lav Chassidim, if a person has missed out the night, you can have Tashlumen during the day, all three, Tashlumen. But the Ik Suda, I want to understand, is at night. When's the Suda of during the day in the morning? Does there have to be a case before Chatzais or not? Do you understand that Shachris means in the morning and Shalshudas means in the afternoon? Come on the back over here, and he says, once said that's Peshat, what's Rashi come to go answer over here in the Sugya and the Dik in the Mishnah? The idea of Laila means the Suda is a whole entire night. So it says Laila the whole night. Shachris means the morning until Chatzais. Don't say Baik, it's a Shachris, morning till Chatzais. Therefore, he says a person can only eat and have a Suda Shabbos, he has to stop before Chatzais. Before Chatzais. So you come down with a Chiddush Alokh L'maisel, that when's the Suda Shabbos? Before Chatzais. You look in the Magen Mishnah, before the Bach, he says that's Ikra Alokh, the person has to have the case of here before Chatzais. And the words of Archa Shukhan Uresh Beichas, he says, even though the place is not bringing down, the Kolmok can borrow the Loch is, you have to have it before Chatzais. What? What's that, Meister? That's first one side, borrow you have to. Now, so it's much easier. People usually daven earlier, 7, 8. You can get on before Chatzos. Sometimes it's a little bit harder, especially if you have a lot of Kiddushes. You have Shabbos Bereishis. In America, you daven 9 o'clock. You always seem to run this problem of eating, of having a Kiddush, of starting with Shabbos meal before Chatzos. The question is, that those first to say a Vado, Aloch Yata before Chatzos. Come on the Mishnah Brewer by us, and brings down this Bach. He starts off saying that Shul Lameis, the Bach says it's only before Chatzos. But after Chatzos, the Maisa, you only have a heter of saving two Suddas, only one Suda. How are the Prima Gondim and Mefakvik? It sounds like over here, the Mishnah says, Zabach that's machmer. Rishon Megodim is not that clear about it. Sounds like Lechatchila should be machmer. However, you go to the Siman Reish Peches. Over there says the Mishmura again calling the Prima Godim. It says that a person has been worrying about fasting until Chatzos, you have a bayah fasting on Shabbos. He says, due to Imo, drink a little bit, eat a little bit beforehand. And then, if you go to Chatzos, it's mutu lachatchila to wait after Sheishos. Prima Godim Mishmura saying it's lachatchila. That person can stop meal after Chatzos. So you could say that even though there's a dig of the Bach, he's saying over here, what we're saying until now, is that usually, what is Chazal giving you? A heter of three suitors. But Yeshin, the Mishnah says he has a heter of three suitors all day. The Tanna Kamma says, no, you have only the heter based upon the Zman. A regular person has the Shabbos meal in the morning before Chatzos. Chazal gave you to Chatzos because that's where the meal should be and it usually is. We're not going over what you practically need. Ray pointed out, to get over here is not what you need practically to be aimless to your person. Chazal gave you a heter in certain times, these are the klolim. So Mishnah being Madaik, this is the klolim, what to go do before Chatzos. Says Rabbi Yashiv, once said this, you said Rabbi Yashiv, once said bring it down, before the Svarish Lay is, that we're giving over here what the getter over here should be, what would be Meklolius. Not that's a din la loch lamaito. But that you can answer the Mishnah Brewer. He's saying, again, let's put out what the Bach's saying, but the Mishmulis can answer, the Bimran can answer, Medina, you can start the Suda after Chatzos. However, the Geta Hatzolo, we go after what's Beklolis Regilis, to have a Suba Baikiba in the morning before Chatzos, then the Halacha is according to Bach, you can only save one Suda after Chatzos, and people don't want to be factoring upon that. But now we saw that Din, that person cannot start the Suda after Chatzos.
Does the
Regilis
change?
No, Chazal, these are the Gidra Chazal. That's what the person should do when they can do. The Maiso, the Swarm are a Chosh of the Bach. The Malachim say the Yisra Shem Zalman, or Letzian, and Rabbi Yashiv, and Shmuel Kamesi, and Chaim, that Chila, about a person should start the Shabbos Yudah before Chatzos. Why? The words of the Archa Shukun is bar. You eat at Chatzos, you're not making the Ikkis Yudah of Chazal over here. How far to take the Yisra, says the Letzian, let's say a person starts at Chatzos, that means certain times during the year it's 11:30. Down 9 o'clock, you come home at 11:40, you start at Chatzos. You forget with say. What's the loch when you forget with say? The loch is by the first two meals with chayzer, shalosh shudas, you're not chayzer. Says it on the team to be chayzer with the sheet of the Archa Shulchan and not to be chayzer. Not to be chayzer. Because maybe a chanami, this only touch lumen, it's not the kasud over here. They get involved in the Isl B'yashim, Shom Zalman, and Chaim, Shimavatel Seder of Yeshiva. To Ibi Chor Chatzais. So Shom Zalman and Chaim said, yeah, no, B'yashim, no, you shouldn't. Fine. Maiseh, how you pass the Mishnah Berurah? Like I feel to be chayshish. Now the question: how far? What cheshbon? And what pride over here? Now there are other ways of answering the Mishnah, the Dik of the Mishnah. I mean, you can say one way the Dik of the Mishnah is true, like the Bach, but not the Aloch Shabbai, the cheshbon Shabbai. You can answer the Ma'amar Mordechai the second way. The other people got him. He wants to answer. He wants to tell you the Dik of Pshat and Rashi in Mamish Fakert. Rashi says a night. His words are before you eat and during the day before the Suda. Why is saying that for? It's like a certain people in Shabbos morning, they'll wake up. They'll have their coffee, they might need energy to go daven, some people have cake, each one onto their own mahalach and sheet they have what to eat before davening. So you might think now you come back and you have a glyco, what to go save? You already ate something, maybe only save for one meal, not a second meal. Kamash Malan says people gone forgets the kula, says Rashi. One is still claiming the Suda. Even though you ate already, you already had your coffee and whatever else, you might think you only save one pseudo, since you couldn't have a pseudo, you might save two pseudos. I mean, not like the Bach, the local over here is the case of the Chumrah. The point of Rashi is the case of the Kula over here. That the long is still before the pseudo, a guy had a massive Kiddush, and let's say after that you went to a Kiddush already. And you had what to eat. And then you come home and visit the lake over there. Still, you have a right to go to save two pseudos over here.
You already made Kiddush
from the
Seder? What? You already made Kiddush from the Seder?
So I said two different cases over. I am Prima Godim.
You say this question the opposite, Morocco? You don't need to see
it already. That's Rashi's Koyd Masudov. Rashi does not say that. Not here. So nice again, we have three things in the Mishnah. All three brought down the Mechabah Sef Aleph. Come on, Mechabah brings out a fourth thing up in the Rishonim. Over here, we have a house that's on fire. Now, when a house is on fire, the house itself is bottom of a craving, and the house is next to it. Two different things. The question is, when discussing over here to Muslim Gimel Sudais, is it Dafka that house that the fire is in has a limitation and more that you cannot do? Because all houses around. So, Kamal Kaisis, again, the parak in Dafka 12, he says the whole din of Muslim Gimel Sudais is Dafka Bo'isa Bayis, Bo'isa Chotzer. Masha'enkein, if it's Batma Kravim, you have a right to save as much food as you want. Let also that brought down what they say about Chumo, the Rabban, the Rashba, Ran, Rosh, Farsi, Ulu, Shan, go this way. And therefore the Mechaba, we have been down also the Torah, this halacha, that the whole din of Muslim Gimel Sudais is only from that bias. Masha'enkein, the Batma Kravim, the right to save as much as they want. Now the words of the Mechaba, the words of the Rosh, is Oisa Bayis. The word of Taisus is Oisa Bayis or Oisa Chotzer. What does that mean? What's Oisa Bayis or Oisa Chotzer? So Bach says they're not arguing. They point out, depends really what the Metzias is. Certain times the Bayis has its own Chotzer. A private house has a private Chotzer. Bizman or Chazal, we know the numerous times you had 10 houses open up in one Chotzer. They have a bunch of Chotzers opening up to one Mavai. A bunch of Mavai's opening up to Shusir Abim. So the local here is saying that this idea of Mosek Gimel Sudais is where the case of its bias with its own chotzer. Where this is 10 biases opening up to one chotzer, that's also part of its one place over here. And you have a fire in one house, or one chotzer over here, all 10 houses can only serve Mosek Gimel Sudais. To make it practical, let's say first you live in an apartment building, I live in 8 floors, you live in 30 floors, 40 floors. You have a fire in one apartment building. It's all connected over here. So now, what's the case of Oisa Chotzer? Could be even a case of Oisa Bayis. How much over here, in this apartment building that has 100 families, how much can everyone save in this apartment building? Teshmir Shabbat Kol Chosai says the Chodeshani, everyone here can only save Gimel Sudais. Because all Nechle get up Oisa Bayis, Oisa Chotzer. Take it a step further. In numerous places, let's say in Flatbush, you have numerous streets, you go from Avenue J to Avenue K, all the houses are called row houses. Row houses meaning all the houses are physically connected. Physically connected. So is that one house? That's one thing over here. Since the Torah Shabbos, we're talking about the Tula Shabbos, that's one thing over here. You have an Avenue J in one corner, fire in one, only the other end, the Lachin, it's also nichna get a one house over here, one say Chiddush. A time of that city, only Muslim Gimel Sudais. Now, the Nishma Shabbos said, what, fell far away, especially with stone houses, be nichel get of one. But my said, if it's one thing connected, why not? Take another step further. Let's say someone lives in Arizay, or Maladafna. Arizay opens up and went to a park. Maladafna opens up to chutz in between. The chutz is the center over here, is the middle thing over here, in certain parts of Maladafna, the main, where the Arsameach is. It's the center over there. So is that nichel in the category of Isa Chotzer? For that chotzer is, they can put a gate around the whole time Maladafna, all their chotzer. Arizay is all one area over here. You can argue stark and say that's one area. And you have these 500 families live in Maladafna. You have fire in one place. The house on the other side of the same chotzer over here can only save Mosek Gimel Sudais. Why, that's nothing to get of one thing over here. Now you tell me, well, I mean, this man is there. Anyway, radical, call a fire department, do an active key by saying whatever you want. Fine, that's true, that's Nazi Yisrael, I'll be the Shulchan Asi Shittim. And my submission was in Ainzim Mukhach, and what's your Machmul Chathilo? And if you have the only right, the only have a heter, save Gimel Sudais. Sifbeis. We have over here the Sugya of the same. No, so he said, or Chfiro, any Mulacha de Raisa. Chfiro, he says, right?
No,
that's my call. I've never seen anybody ever even try to say the Gimel Sudais. You're not really, no one does anyway, practically. I'm just pointing out the Pichajman of the Bach Lerach HaShulchan before Arizim Al Daphne is Bichlegen Oysa Chotzer. I think it's Emes. I didn't see anyone discuss either way. It's all theoretical, and no one, I didn't see either side. Tzipe is a sugya negeret tiltu moksa, not only a sugya of tlaiko. That means a chapura can spend a whole summer's man, a whole winter's man, learn the sugya of moksa, with all the columns and chesh and tesh and yush and yunaf and yubayis, rishai and zayin, rishai and tesh, and everything, and not know if there's a sugya at all of a hefsid of moksa. I mean, chabur is a little muksa. Let's say the hefsid, you have right to talk to muksa. Like, it's a whole sugya. What's going on over here? This is a shlomo se inyan for people learning muksa. If anyone ever learned muksa, I have right to talk to muksa from makom hefsid. So, first, what's the same what Shuma say? What's Pshan the same what Shuma? What's Avon over here? So, step by step. First, the same about Shuma, he brings down the four separate sugyas. He starts off with the last parak, Mishechshech. The Mishnah over there says in Daf Kuf and Gimel that someone's a Mishechshech by Derech. He has his wallet upon him. He's, what to go do? What to go do? So the Mishnah says, number one, first go give it to Goy. If you cannot do that, says the Mishnah, go give it to your animal. Says the Gemara further, you cannot give it to an animal, go give it to a Shaito. So the Gemara further, if you cannot do that, give it to either a Cheresh or a Katan. If you can't do these four things, then the person himself, even though a person himself has the Isidu Abonim, of doing his Pachas and Dal Amis, that means in Rosh Hashanah, a person carrying Dal Amis and Dinder Aiso. Less than Dal Amis, the Maisa, one time is Mutter. Two times the Maisa, Dinder Abonim. Came along Chazal, they're a Mater, Pachas and Dal Amis. Why? Because a person, this could be worse Gemara, be ball upon the money. And therefore, let them do, he'll take the money, walk through the Amis, sit down. Pick up the money again, walk through the Amis and sit down. Pick up the money again, Akira. Walk to the Amis and sit down again. We have this hetek, walk on the ball, on the moinai. Building upon this, as I say about Shumo, once we have a hetek, then we let a person be metaltal muksa, his money on Shabbos, beside the ball. Then we said, let's say you see Ganovim coming, and they want to be taifis your money over here. You have a right to go take your money, metaltal muksa over here. The Gemara's case, we metaltal money, he'll be metaltal money also. But he says, who would you want a case of the Leiko? Let's say in the fire, you have money over here, things are going to burn down over here. You have a right to talk to the muksa. That's the first thing you bring down. Mishechshe says the Sefer Truma. I you have a second sugyo. The Mishnah Nafkuf Tezayin obeys. The Mishnah says the Masil Tik a safe and a safer. Dafka with the safe you have a right to. Otherwise, without the safe you won't have better. And for the Sefer Truma, because they were discussed by Chotzer Sheinim Urevis. In fact, Sefer Truma from the third sugya, our Mishnah confuses Iron Bays. The Mishnah over here says you have only right to Masil Gimel Sudas and not more than that. So he has two ideas over here. Either he wants a Taino that this halacha is dafker to a case of a Chotzer Mureves, Masha Inking to another bias, or to a case over here of your own Chotzer, you have a right to. That means the Sefer Truma will have a second idea. The two Sefer Trumas, one Sefer Beis and one Sefer Aleph. Sefer Beis idea being Metaltal Moksa. Sifid Alvi who has a taina, you have a right to metaltal mozoin in the case of your own bias to a bias. Or no, your bias to your own chotzer. We'll have to get back to that. That's one teretz he wants to answer. Or he wants a taina that the lake is worse. That means, why a person's ball? Mash enkel, bat makrevi, a person's not ball. But a person by lake can be more machmer because you're ball over here. He has a fourth sugyo. Person is shokach arniki, you've got his wallet over here. The Gemara says, maybe he bring a kicker with tinek. Says the Rashi, kick your tinnik only case for a mace, you have to leave the arnaki over here. And the mace, you lose your arnaki, you can lose your purse over here. Says the same on Shuma, why? Because in that situation, either you have Peshaya, or we tell you, you can go bring a shame over there. I can't say about Shuma. That means he had four sugyas. He comes out with mace to answer the sugyas. In a situation of Lachla Mace, when a chashash of a gun coming to go steal something from you, he says you have a right to metal to muksa. He also says, maybe by a case of Leika, he has it sat over there, the Chor also you have a heter, Metal to Muksa. I mean, by the Leika, it depends how you read the same about Shumo. But the case of Stam, Metal to Muksa, Metal Hefts to the Mice, you have a heter. And the Chor, there are two ways to go with the Sefer Truma, two Mahalchim. You could understand that this din of being matter to Metal to Muksa is din mitzad asukim hefset. That's a simple reading. That means you read the Sefer Truma, you read the way the Torah brings down the Sefer Truma. You read the way it says brings it down. It sounds like there's a heter that Sefer Truma says to metal to muksa of mokra hefset is a heter. There can be a second malach we'll get to, how the Taz, the Bach, Mogavram, Mishmugo, that's not built upon the sugya only in hefset. You need two things, hefset to save you mokshash of isner iso. So let's take each avenue first. Take the first malach. Again, the Torah brings down the Sefer Truma. He says, the Sefer Truma says you have a heter in the case of oinus, Ganovim, and the case you said of a Delaiko. The two Torah asks two questions. The case negate an oinus says, what's the reason why do you make an oinus? Mishesh shalom mederech, to save you from an issa godel of yutat del namis. The case of going stealing your money and not saving you from an issa godel. Stop, you say what you mean, saying you have a heter, mitat del muksim is an hefzid. No stam heter, mitat del muksim is an hefzid. Only when there's an issa godel. You want to say, I am meister, you come and steal the money, you'll take it out to save you from doing a tzar. So no, because you take out the money, you'll see the money. So is it, Avadi's not going to do a case of it over here. He's afraid to show the money to the Ganovim over here. I, in the case of Deleiko, also left me Matthew to move money. Says the tour. No, because the case over here is back to my Kravim. I'm back to my Kravim, the person's not bold. So no Kshash to the Vaiso. No, we're not coming to save yourself from Issa Gadol. That means the tour is arguing upon the same about Shumo. Because there is no Issa Gadol that he's saving over here. That means a simple understanding of the Torah on the Sefer Truma is the Sefer Truma says it's a heter to metaltul muksa, it's not hefset. So let's go with that mahalak first. Aloch lamaisa, you have a case of a hefset. Do you have a right to metaltul muksa? Do you have a right to? So, Mor Shabbos and Chelekei, it begins on the maisa, that seem to be, make it practical, let's say a person had some garbage inside his garbage before Shabbos, so about his garbage is muksa. It comes Shabbos, the Isha takes off a ring, puts it on the table, whether Mitzani wants to make a heker over here, whatever the reason is. After the meal, everything gets rolled up, thrown in the garbage, and now she looks down, there's no ring over here. The garbage is outside. So her diamond ring, someone told me, which is by Shabbos Shev Brochus, the color put down as a heker between the two. Then everything rolled up, got thrown away, and then, oh my gosh, where's my ring? Garbage outside. Do you have a right to metaltle the garbage inside a diamond ring? There's garbage before Shabbos, the Kulam is nichling get a mukso. Does he have a heter metaltel mukso mitzan hefzit godom ruvo? We put Shalom Bais to the side. Do you have a right to? Is there a heter mitzan hefzit? So come on with Tverei Sol, how he understands the same about Shumo. He wants Taina, there's a heter hefzit. Come on with Beis Meir, he points out the Mokar Vom saying there's no heter hefzit, only to save himself from Issa Godel. Because what it means is that Loch and Simon raised some of Vav Siftes by Mishesh Shloi Bederech. How in the world do you take the packages off the animal? He says very simple, you betal to Benachas, you betal to Mokso, Mok Mehefsin. Says the base mayor, must be the Mok Avum saying, Stam Mehefsin, it won't be a heter, but Hefsin Gudel, Avadi, you have a heter. Says the base mayor, Hefsin Gudel, you have a heter. Says the Trey Sol, say, Vatrupal Mice, you have a heter. Says the Shmir Shabbos Kalchosoi. He says, look in the Chayodim, and Klal Memhei, Sevov. You want tiny, you have a heter, mok mehefsid, metaltel mukso. Hefsid, hefsid, godel. You have a heter. Therefore, the Morah Shabbos, when the Iskashim Chan Kineskim Nisikirel, see in footnotes, he brings down, Tzachai Yodom, Kornish Mir Shabbos, says you have a heter to metaltel mukso to take this garbage and move it to save from the diamond ring of a hefsid godel over here. Maiso, very fair. We see over here, the Taz, and the Bach, and the Mogavrom, and the Shabrua, and the Paiskim, as the Torah is a Kasha. How in the world do you have a Heter, save yourself, have to go to the Holy Said Heter, only save yourself, have to go together with being not from the Isser. There is no Isser. It's going to happen if you don't save the diamond ring. There's no Isser over here. And I see in the Sefer Kuntus, Kunei Shabbat Kilchosai, says, how in the world you Shmir Shabbos be Michael, Kunei Chayodom? I asked a couple people yesterday, took up the Chayodim, they all took up the Chayodim. Chayodim says, the reason why you're allowed to? He says, why? Because you're saving yourself from an Issa Gadol. Chayodim says that. He says it. And the Morah Shabbos, in one place, he says, he quotes the Shmir Shabbos, Mekel. Another place, by Mr. Kirel, he says, but look on the Chayodim, if that's not what he says. Look on the Chayodim, he says over here, the Maisel Chor, it is only as an Issa Gadol. The way it was in Truman, he brings down this idea, he's discussing. Let's say people bring from America the American meat and have in the freezer. People tell me they have in the freezer, you're just coming off their American meat. Come Shabbos and the fuse blows. So now what's going to happen? All the American meat is very expensive. Kosher stuff can get ruined. We know raw meat, the mice is muksa. Claire's Bavosner, do we have a head to the base mayor? Do we have a head to the Tiferes Yisrael? He quotes them. He makes the metalta of simruba in case of the raw meat. Metalta muksa. Mokma have simruba. So he points out the base mayor of Lachur is against the Paiskim. I the base mayor is missing race on a fall. David says Tabal Chaim. There's a tiltum menatzad. How long can we bring a rack based on a fall for? And then he says, however, since by the case of raw meat, we learn so much in the chest of Flam Nalak, there is a Rashi, there is a Taisus over there that says raw meat mice is not Muksa, and I learned the sugar there. That, but serve the base of Meir, because you have that sugar with this, and Zadas Yoch, that's the Rubo, Yeshua Milasmach. But McClellius, you go like the base Meir, say the head to Mitzalta Muksa Mokmehavzit, about or not. Now, there is a Shemir Shabbos, and might say he wants the Mekel, how he comes when he wants the Taino, it really depends on the Kimto. There are two ways of having case of a Hefzid. There's a case of a Hefzid where the thing itself that you're saving is the situation of Hefzid. That means that this thing over here, you have your, you have the moving in a fire, or the Ganov come to steal the money. So I'm moving the Muksa to save this object. But let's say, can I move a muksa to save another object? He says the Mishnah and Simich Nches on Sif Lamites says the bird that escaped is flapping around, got into your house, and jumping around all the kalim and smashing your kalim. Says the Mishnah, can you move a bird to save your kalim? Says the Mishnah, Simich Lamadal, Sif Beis by us, you have no right to move the bird. Says the Shmir Shabbos, you know why? Because that's to move muksa to save something else. Says the Meshmua by the us, the end of the Simon Shilam Adalad, it's called Ayn Zayn, I think it is. So over there, you have a Nair on the table, you're afraid you can fall over and burn things down. You want to move a Nair to save the table that you have no heter for. I mean, even the Shmir Shabbos wants to be Mekel, that's only to save the object itself, but not to save something else. Maisa, I see the Esk question of Shlomo Zalman, that was a Shkuna, that the Arabs came and was. And they saw an Arab stealing a car on Shabbos. Happened in Hanof, 2 in the morning, Arabs came to the Shunah, they went over to the store, and they were tying the car to the gate of the store to rip down the gate, and people were watching this. They were watching, it's 2 in the morning, people were telling me they saw it. They were trying to break into the store, smash it down, and steal everything from the store. They tied rope to the gates, the car, and then zoom, 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 just like smashed down the gates, and then they broke in the store and stole a bunch of things. So there are two shailas. One shaila is, what can a person do? Wait, call police? Call Shabbos. What do you have to do? You have to let them steal. What do you do practically? They come and steal cars. What do you go do? So one mitzvah that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, if you let go and constantly steal, it'll be an act of koch nefesh. Because people are not night. You have a head, you have to declare what you do. That maisa, that echnami, you have to deal with it. You have to know how to take care of it. And if in Hanof, they made a whole tome about it, and all the, they all signed all the letters, all the people, all the gentlemen in Hanof. And they said, yes, we Michal Shabbos, because it won't always work out that everyone sits there and watches it, they collapse, and the guy smashes the gate down. But the second shadow was, in that case, the Israel Shalom Zalman, the guy's taking the car, I think he's stealing it. So the one that eats his was, can we take stones, put in front of the car, and block the car from being stolen over here? Gumi metaltal rocks, big boulders, and now they can't get it by. We have right metaltal muksa. That, they bring down the Shulchan Shlomo, the Isham Shlomo Zalman, and says, you can metaltal stones to save your car. Chiddush. That means even the Shemir Shabbos, you want to make a mok mehefzit against the police, can be said, but not to save something else. What? What is the derisa? That's how he says. That's how he says. He just says, "Hefsim ruba, you have a right to metal to muksa." Metal to muksa. He does get involved with this question. He gets asked to give a colius. You have a head to hefsim ruba, but let's say you have insurance. Now, is it a hefsim ruba? I just don't want to deal with insurance, and therefore it's a hassle. Maybe it's not nichol to get a hefsim ruba. Numerous times, the price can say you have a head to Hefsim Ruba. Is it really Hefsim Ruba, or just you don't want to deal with the insurance company? He's not sure if Nechon get a Hefsim Ruba. Fine, there is one Mahalach out there that sounds like there's a head to Metal to Muksim inside Hefsim Ruba. But myself, by us, you have Schayro, that things are raining down upon it. What's Allah? Can you save the Schayro? Says the Mogarom, no. Says the Graz, no. Says the Orch HaShulchan, no. Says the Mishnah Brewer, no. And now Machal, what is Hefsim, no Hefsim Ruba? There is no Chilak. That means they're coming up paskening. L'chura, not like the base mayor, not like the Tiberius Yisrael, and the Chiddush, I don't know where the Shemir Shabbos or Shlomo Zalman coming to Mekel, unless I'm making truth from the things they don't speak out of here. L'chura, there is no head to be metal to muksa, makam hefzit by itself. If so, back to our sugya, what exactly is the Sefer Truma? and the Torah arguing about. A second malach over here. I mean, there is one way to sound machlokes. Torah says about truma, sugi v'hafsid. That's not enough. That's not machlokes. A second idea. Take your first step back. The same truma says over here. We have a head to b'mokum einus. Someone's going to go steal your money. We have a second case between the sugi of delaika also to move your money. When he says you have a head to b'mokum delaika to matato mukso, where is the delaika? Is a fire in your house, or is a fire in the bottom of my koivim, and the house is next to it? Where exactly is this fire? So my son, Leil Masor, that of course machleks among the Rishonim and the Paiskim, where is this fire? Where is the kim to the Sefer Truma? That means the Beis Yosef brings down Maria Buav and said the Sefer Truma wants to make a little sign in bottom of my koivim and sign in your own house. If land is clear that way, the Taz of my son goes this way. Atzad Hasheni, the Magen Avraham went like the Bach. He says there is no heter in the bais itself, only in batim akoyim. The Beis Yosef brings down this way or that way. It's not clear where the heter of the Sefer Truma is. That means that instead of machlokes the Sefer Truma versus the Torah, you really have to now discuss two akimtas. You have to discuss what is the machlokes between the Taz and Bach and the bais itself, with this lake over there can save the money from that situation. And then you have to understand what's machlokes Torah versus Sefer Truma and the batim akoyim. Two different things have to be defined over here. So first, in the case where there's a delaika in your own house, you metal to the mukso. Kelling the Mishabrua and being examined points out the clear machlaikis. Those time you can't, says the Mishabrua, as the Bach, he says, Mogavram the Chayodon. Those he says he can, says the Mishabrua, it's a Taz, he says it's a Derech HaChayim, and said the Urcha Shulchim Mechein Noigim. That means the Mishabrua is very clear, we have machlaikis over here. What is the lumps of the machlaikis? So the Machlokes Taz and Bach, they point out who are coming the same avenue but saying two opposites. What is the chashash over here? You have your own house, there's a fire over here, and there's money over here. So if you do not save your money, not metal to the mukso, what's the chashash? Ain adam oimin amamaynai, and they will put out the fire and isn deraisa bimnezid. That's one chashash. Elamai, you can let him go save your money. What's the chashash? You do an act of kivoy, could other ball and money, bishjegeg, or forget it, Shabbos. That means we have two chashashes that are going against each other. If you don't let them save anything, you might do an act of kivoy, deraisa, bemezid. If you let them save the mukso, we have a chashash, you might do an act of kivoy, shegeg, drabonon. Shegeg, not drabonon, shegeg. But deraisa. That means we have two deraisas over here. One is amazing, one is shegeg. So either Yehuda is a Malchus Shein Tukufa is Deraiso, or the Mshimin, and the way the preacher says, we give it a Gedam of Deraiso, it's Sadam of Deraiso. Kivoy. Mshimin, even Mshimin is more common than all Rabbans. According to Mshimin, the way the preacher says, we see from the Shainim, we usually give a Gedam Malchus Shein Tukufa and Gedam of Deraiso. Yeah. No, any Malchus Shein Tukufa and Gedam of Deraiso. So we have two things against each other. We have two Deraises, question of amazing over Shagig. Come on, the Bach and says, what, we're going to let a person, metal to mukso, to save him from a mezid to end up being a shogeg? We come to go save a person from Rishoyaskinon? Come to save a person from an issa deraisa of a mezid? Not come to help out Rishoyim. That's not our point over here. Nivei says, if so, what to go do in the own house? Abad and not in the metal to mukso. We have two things going against each other. Either way, we have a chashash of kivoy. Either way, b'chashash deraisa. The only thing we're saving from is a case of amazing, a case of a shegeg. That, no, we're not coming to save Rishoyim. In the own house, you have no right to metal to mukso. And says, lo yihit a shum chacham, there'll be no chacham to matter it. Come with the Taz, says, I'm a chacham. He says, avada, I'll be matter it. Avada, chazal care, that will save a person from a mazit to be a case of a shegeg. Shoo, they're both deraisas over here. But vada chazal kir to save you from a case of a mezid, which is skila, the case of a shegeg, the case of a zolikam mechatas, we do care. That means the soit, what? Oh, so the case of mace, come on the ready, Tyson's question, and the price coming down, the base of malt, baltfei. And that's why mace is worse, somehow, it's a chiddush, the people won't worry about the mace and the money. You know, I know people want to argue the point. But mace, Tyson says the way people's minds work, mace is different parasha.
Where about mace?
Fine. But Mace never parish. Speaks up twice with Mem Dalit. Who are talking about Mace? Says Mishnah Berurah. That Mace is a separate circuit. Only over there.
You're not worried about
a mason, why are you worried about it? No, but what's going to, no, but it won't be, it won't happen. You'll take out the mason, then what?
He's going
to
be open
with a mason. No, fine, but.
It's always scared. That's where Matan is taking
away. You're bald, okay, but you're not going to end up doing the rice anyway.
Yeah, get, not
what? Get it. And he moves away the mace, and then he won't do it. Get, right. Here we have two shoshes. You'll do the rice either way. The question is, what derisa? A mace derisa or a sugar derisa? We do a derisa. By the case of a mace, we have two things over here.
The Taz says,
okay, we're going to do even Issa derisa. We're not.
One against the other.
Right.
The mace only
has the body.
Yeah. You see,
make it to good. Right, but over here, we're not going to save a person only from mace and sugar. You're even derisa. Which derisa? This derisa, that derisa? That I'm not worried about. That's the Bach. The Taz is saying that we do worry about. We do care. You know, even the rice of from the Mason Shaggy, we do care about that. That's called the Machloikis. Halacha. The Mason of the Mishmur, the Mason wants a Paschal Chumra like the Bach. But he says, Ein Moichem Biyadoi. Why Mason is a Taz? Is there a Chaim? Points out the Issa Vet Orach. Also seems to go this Malach. He's coming to Sugar Mitzad idea like so. And there is coming to know Ushas Yerambas Manazer. And therefore, negate the case of in your house, a Dava Choshev. That's the Mukso. You can also maybe Mitzarev the Sheet of the Nazi Yisrael. Mishmur said Ein Limchais, or Namuchach. And therefore, in your own house, maybe you have a right to go save money over here. Ein Limchais, and you have a Tzirif over here. Ma'is like Achila Mishmur said, you want to be Machmer. But there wants to be a Samachal to be Michael.
What is the Machaber?
So the Machaber is not a Samachal Machaber. The Bach says one way, Taz says another way. Well, we'll get to what you're saying exactly. There's two questions. Now, what comes out over here, what's the reason to be Machmer? We're saying, you know, when a person is sick in that solo, will be bold and lead an act of kiva and deraiso. What happens by other people will come to my house and save my things? If he starts being saving my things over here, he's not bold. I mean, he's very nice, he cares about me. He's not overwhelmed by the moment. How many people should care that much to be overwhelmed by the moment? The mice are the Metzias, and people aren't. So can other person come to my house and save things? To my house. I have a fire in my house, take my kreitzim. So Avada take my Dvorm Shal Heter, says the Mishnah wants to gone Chav, take more than Mozart Gimel Sudais. Want to take as much Heter as you want to. Or you should be able to. What's a Kshash? No Kshash over here. Go take as much Mozart as you want. But according to the same Chumah, do you have a right to take my money for me to go save things for me? Could I be metal to Muksa to go save things for me? Says the Mishmur, ends up quoting the Chayadon Balash and Efsher. He says the halacha there is that I can go save my, the Ruvain has the right to go save the person, his money for him, no problem. Not only is he right to take Heter, but even money, he's not going to be bald, not need an act of kibbutz here, he can go save money. You have to realize what the Chiddush over here is. The reason why a person has a right to Matato Mukso, we'll get to the Mishmur's Mahal, Chayodon Mishmur, Taz Mogavam, is why to save him in Issa Gadol. Reuven that's coming to my house, he's not going to do an Issa Gadol. He's not going to do an act of Kivoy. Says the Megillah Sefer, we see a study from the Mishmur, that Reuven has a right to Matato Mukso for me, save me from an Issa Gadol. That's the Chiddush of Chayodon. That Reuven can move Mukso to save Shimon from an Issa Gadol. Lashon Efsher, to go save him. I get asked a question. Halacha and simulation, Dalit, Savav, the Gemara, and Shabbos, Dalam and Aleph. Person cannot do a very kal to save his friend. So if you look at those cases over there, the case over there is a situation where the veil was done already, and you want to stop it from happening. Meaning, you put food on the fire, and therefore, if you leave it off, an owl cook. Maybe this is a skilo. The friend already did the pool assessor. Now Reuven wants to take all the food from the fire. Wants to take out the bread from inside the oven. To stop you from getting a punishment. Take away the food off the fire, whether it's Mukso or Mardeya. That to go do, I'm doing an Issa Kal to go save you. This case over here is, I want to do an Isser before it happens. You didn't do the Kiva yet. I want to do an Issa Kal to save you, but Issa Chomet did not happen yet. Not like did the Isser ready. Can I do something now to save you from later on? Says the Chayodom, I don't see any clear right against it. Bechori is saying here, I have a right to save you from an Issa that you might do and do an Issa Kal. Mataltu Muksha to save you through an act of Kiva over here. Take two cases over here. It's past Shabbos. Someone asked me. And if a person comes to his house, very nice, Shabbos meal, he's going to the bathroom. In the bathroom, there's toilet paper and there's tissues. Now, to rip toilet paper on Shabbos, we just cause the Simon Shemem, you have a Shashis Tereisa, Kureya, Mechatech, Mesakimono. So the person wants to know, can you move the toilet paper on Shabbos, Mataltu Muksha, to save the Chileni from doing an Issa Tereisa of Kureya? Issa Kureya. So, what's toilet paper? Is it Klish Shemach Isser? Is it Moksha Mach Maskufai? If it's Klish Shemach Isser, then you get involved with, well, is it Tzark Gufai? No. Tzark Mekayim? No. Mecham Latzel? No. So what's something that's neither one over here? On the tzad that numerous Paiskim say it's Moksha, because until you finish it, you have to rip it, unless they use it by ripping it. So they, some call it Klish Shemach Isser, some call it Moksha Mach Maskufai. So whether you want to get involved with Klish Shemach, maybe it's more because it's not Mechal Hassel. We get involved with Shiloh, what's that hammer on the table? It's coming to Shabbos. What is this exactly? That's one way. But let's say toilet paper is Muxamach Maskufai. Do you have a heter? Who are this Mishibu is saying in Chayodom? Then I have a right to Mataltu Muxo to go save a person from Issa Chomer of Kivoy. It's Mamash Mishibu, a Blosh Nefshah, I know. But he's bringing out Lachlo Maiso. No, there isn't a what? Hef? Again, you put out the fire.
Yeah,
but they're both together. The Baal Drubba says it's Hefsid, and
then it's Shashim. No,
he's saying it's Hefsid and it's a Godel. I hear? He's saying it's Hefsid and it's a Godel. I hear? You just pour some water on the toilet paper. Interesting, a second case over here is that when the Cheshmal blows, and what happens? The fire department, not the chashmal department, comes and they start fixing the chashmal. So what happened? They fix the chashmal. So some people have koach nefesh, but you might say you don't need it. So from the Talmud clears, if so, l'chor, do you have a chiyuv now to shut all the lights in your house? So when they fix it, they should be over ribi shurim and be over putting out the lights in your house also. So from the Talmud, what are you doing? You're being metal to muksa the light switches. To save him from an Isser. Do you have a right? You have a chiv to shut your switches, shut your chillin' pot, shut your refrigerator, shut your lights before they fix it. Now, there are maybe other reasons why you have a right to, because what they're itzikin is itzikin the act of koch nefesh. And so others clarify carrot. Let's say you had only certain lights on, and you want more lights. So maybe you have a right to put up more switches now, and then let them fix it over here, and then you have more lights. Givaldik, now the itzik goes on, even though what's supposed to go on over here. So it's a question again to Chashmal. Yeah, that's what we can tell them makes sense, yeah. Call them Todd. So, yeah. So that's an interesting question. How far take the Yisrael of the Chayodom? Fine, but that's nice in the case over here when you have a fire inside your own house. However, let's say you have a fire in a bais of Samach, that you have a batim akroivim over here, that are next to the fire over here. That situation is certainly the machlokes tur of the Sefer Chumo. What is the Yisrael of the Machlokes? Again, we said one way inside the Machlokes is a sugya only mitzvah hefsed. The Torah says, how can be only mitzvah hefsed? The Gemara says, save himself from Issa Godel. So what is exactly is the Yisrael of the Machlokes over here? So, we have Machlokes again, very clear, that those who want to be Machmer and Aban, the Raj, well, the Ran, those who want to be Mekel, save Vatshumo, and Smag and others. How is the Mechava passing over here? Mechava is Yesh Oymim, Yesh Oymim. What's the clown when Mechava has Yesh Matim, Yesh Oysrim? So when is a stam yesh oimim v'lochel k'stam? Chalva yesh oisim yesh v'yesh said the Yad Malachi, which we also bring down in Hilchos Sukkah. He said over there the loch is like the second shita yesh v'yesh. That means the mechav is passing l'chumro over here. L'chumro over here. Ma'isa, Kenel v'Meshua, how's he passing? He says he quotes down the Bach that's matir. He says the achrim being ma'itik passing like the Bach. I mean, there are Shulchan, the Mogav Rom, the Chayodim, Mabush Yontu, they all pass like the Bach. I mean, the Lochel Maestro, first of all, Paiskim Be'ikud do not collect the Mechaber, they pass like the Bach. We have a head to the Sefer Shumo. What is the side of the head over here? What's the lumbus over here? So come on to Mishbu, the way how he explains it. He said the Machlokes Torah versus Sefer Truma is basically a vada we need to serve a person from Issa Godel. And he explains the sound over here to be Michael. He says, just like Mishach Chlomederech is saying from Issa Godel by Saul, who did by the case of the Leiko, he's saying him from Issa Godel of Kivoy. They get a case of a some come to go steal your money. He's saying him an Issa Godel, a case of Ein Sof. We're having a case over here that you need two things. Number one, hefzid. And number two, that's not enough. You also have to borrow upon you money, save you from Issa Chomer. When you have both things over here, then you make them. That means last month, at the end of this month, we learned something from Reishayin Tess. Over there, the Mishnah Brura speaks out that when a person has a Chanukiah, they lit outside. The luck is when the candles go out, can you move the Chanukiah, the golden menorah over here, silver menorah? Says the Mishmur up here, the Gemara Daf Mem Hei. Kedai lishmech blismech on Hashem b'shas adchak. Says the Mishmur, mok mehefsed he can besemech pan Hashem. In fact, the Shai Tzion, semech pan Hashem b'shas adchak mok mehefsed. Before Shalach, I say, but Shuma, you have right to make love here. Says the Shai Tzion, the Rishayin Tess. You know why? Hefsed is not a heter mokso. Hefsed is not a heter. He writes it a couple times in Simon Shinchas. Hefzid is not a heter in Mokstol here. It's not a heter at all. Over here, you need two things. You need a hefzid and to save yourself from an Issa Godel. When you have a case of hefzid to save yourself from an Issa Godel, that's when the same of Tumul and Meister is being made over here. Otherwise, Samadha, there is no hefzid, heter. Again, that's what the Vos is saying. Not like the Tereisol, not like the base mayor. Hefzid is not a heter in Mokstol. Hefzid is a heter together with saving yourself from an Issa Godel. What's it sad? Real, that's real. I'm not sure what you mean. Well, I'll tell you, Shani, what is the machmim over here? So machmim is interesting. If you go that mahalach, you have to know what's the Torah saying back. Torah says to you, you have to save yourself from Issa Godel. What do you mean? The Sefer Truma agrees you have to save yourself from Issa Godel. That means it's a little bit now hard to read the words in the Torah. That means simple reading of the Torah is Sefer Truma saying you have a head to be done hefzid. The Torah saying you have a head to be done Issa Godel. Kamal Mishmuan says, and Mogavrom, and Taz, and Bach know that Sefer Truma agrees you need also Issa Godel. So what's the Sefer Truma saying? You need Issa Godel. So where the Mishmuan says over, the case negated to Ganovim, you're not saving yourself an Issa Godel. You're afraid to go show it to the guy. They can see your money over here. You're not saving yourself an Issa Godel. Case of the Leikoi says, it's not an Issa Godel you're saving yourself from. You know why? It's Batma Koivmi, not Bohol. That means it sounds like the Naren saying, what's the Machlaikis? Metzias, are you saving yourself from an Issa Godel or not? The way how the Sefer Truma says it could be saving yourself, it could be, not by the way, could be saving yourself from an Issa Godel, what? The act of Kivoy? Could be saving yourself from the act of Eitzah? That's enough. The Torah is saying, no, you have to know you're saving yourself from an Issa Godel. You do Eitzah, they can see your money over here. Act of Kivoy? No, it's bad to mark Kravim. You have to know you're saving yourself from an Issa Godel. Sounds like what level of saving yourself from an Issa Godel, Sefer Truma says, any Issa Godel that we're chosh for? Mashiach in the Torah says, you have to know for sure you're saving yourself from the Issa Godel. Olach l'maiso, Mishibuot passing l'kula, like the Sefer Truma. That means the maiso comes out over here, and they get to Sefer Truma, they really have three levels over here. It's negate to your own house, when this is Blake over here. The loch over here is that a person cannot save something. How is it ain l'mchus on those who are mekel? Number two, all this come to your own house where there's a fire over there. The Elamaisa Mishpur brings down the Chayadu, and that person can be Mekel, even save the case of Mokso. Number three, and a Batum HaKroivim, the Elamaisa Mishpur passes the same on Shumo. The person has the right to Matato Mokso. Why? Because you have two things over here to have said together to save yourself from an Issa Godel. Now, the only question is, do these things apply to Manazer when you have insurance? Does this now change everything now? That means Americans all have insurance, Israelis a lot of them don't. But if you have people have tons of things in the house, because for you it's a hassle to deal with insurance. Is that definitely get out of the hefzid over here? Maybe. So forget, if people want to tell you your house runs down, forget. You get insurance, you get a GoFund page, you might make a lot of money over here, so you don't want to deal with the hassle of dealing with the GoFund page. But the most interesting question today is about that. No, people make a lot of money on fires today. But the question is, do we have a hetter now? I mean, once the hetter is building upon this site of hefzid, you can also start with our insurance or with all the chesed the Klal Yisrael does. Yesh lo that we have a hetter, or the same McClellys at all, is on the sugya of hefzid. My Ben Hashem, next time, Sunday, will be Sivav till Sifid Aleph. with a side sugyo of the one lam test malachas is mafshit. Now, no other really place to go learn it. It's only a couple lines at the end of Simon Shin Chav Zayin. Aslava Abba.